You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Hey, everybody.
Hello.
Welcome to Drama and Drinks with Jay
and Shay.
We're back.
Yes.
Well, today we have a new guest with us, Rashida.
Yes.
Hello.
You'll get to know her a little bit better as the show go on.
Yes.
But we're going to start with this drink of the day. What we working with?
Yes, the drink of the day. It's called the pre-holiday mule.
Now, you know everybody need that pre-holiday mule.
Yes.
You know the holidays coming up.
While you're cooking, you know, while you're getting ready.
For sure.
You gotta do the pre-drink. Always the pre-drink before the club, everything. So, what's in it?
Hey.
You can do any white or dark liquor. So,
yeah.
whatever you went to.
Jameson, or you can go with that Tito's.
Oh, yeah.
Or you can go with that cognac.
Yes. And you do it with just a splash of ginger beer and lime juice. Just a splash.
Yeah.
Splash.
Yeah. You don't want to do too much of, definitely a splash of lime.
Yes.
The ginger beer is kind of up to you. Ginger can get a little bit much,
gingery.
Too, if you put too much in it. But, you know, everybody had their own little taste.
Yes. I discovered a new little liquor.
What?
It's by Screwball. It's a peanut butter whiskey.
Oh, I never heard of that. Peanut butter?
Really good, though. It almost tastes like Bailey's and Kahlua.
Oh, yeah. I can see that.
It's really good, though.
I can see that. Well, we all have our drinks with us, so we all going to drink up to taste this. Everybody drinking what they drinking.
Taste it up.
I did white with mine, you know.
I'm a tequila girl.
Over the weekend, I had did Jameson.
How'd you like it?
With it. I like Jameson, actually, for a dark liquor. Because, you know, I've been off of that dark liquor.
Yeah.
My ignorance
My
stopped
husband
a long
loves
time
Jameson.
Ago. So, yeah.
He loves whiskey. So
yeah, you know, that dark liquor make you ignorant.
The peanut butter whiskey. Mm-hmm.
So, I had been off of that. I had been off of that. And what you drinking?
I'm drinking tequila, as
usual. Tequila. We didn't mention tequila, but you know, that's the part of that white family or that dark family, depending on which one you're getting.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's, you know what, before we get into, you know, what we normally talk about.
Yes.
Well, how was your week?
My week was good. Month was good. We headed up to Saginaw this past weekend to visit
some
family.
Right. That's right.
You know, Aunt Gloria, her birthday. So. We went into a birthday party, celebrated with the cousins, had a good time, and just chilled and relaxed. I can't really complain. I was just getting over from being sick because the last time we recorded, I was a little sick. So just good to be feeling back to normal, back in health. So how about you, Jack?
Well, you know, a week or two ago, we did the Chicago Bulls cruise.
Oh, yeah.
Which was fun. You know.
Lots of fun.
We did that. That was fun.
So y'all boozed and cruised.
Yeah, it's a one day trip.
More booze than cruise.
It's a one day overnight trip. A lot of booze and a lot of cruising. Did that. I caught a cold on that trip from the person that was behind me. She was hawking.
Not the
cough. So I came back and I had a cold, and my dude would not let me live it down. That I don't know what you came back. Chicago gave me something.
You came back with the cooties.
So he ran over Monday to take me to the girl. He wanted to take me to the hospital. I'm like, I'm not going to the hospital.
Why do all men want to go to the hospital?
Large.
Like, but they don't ever go.
Yeah, right. They don't want to call the nurse. They don't want to try urgent care. They don't want to do nothing. They want to go straight to the hospital.
This is New Year. Mm-hmm. Healthcare right now is too expensive.
Yes.
So, like I told him, I said, don't ever take me to the hospital unless I can't breathe. I'm dying. Other than that, urgent care do me
I can deliver this baby right here in this room, in this tub.
You don't never take me to the hospital unless I'm unconscious and can't breathe and you... Something drastic.
Living on
my deductible's too big and I work for my insurance company, so you know.
Hey, if this leg get chopped off, now you just get something hot and stop that bleed, and we're going on from there.
Right. Well, I call the doctor in the morning. Call the doctor in the morning. Hey, I'll do anything.
I'm going to call the nurse line, and everything going to be all right, baby.
The large copays and big deductibles. Hey, I ain't down for it. I get tired of getting billed every time I go somewhere.
Girl.
So, Rashida, we're going to open it up to you. You are our new guest of the day.
A.K.A. Rocky.
Yes.
All right.
So it's my birthday month, November 24th.
Bring it in.
We thought
ready to turn it up.
Bring it in, Sag.
Turn it out.
Okay, so if y'all don't know, or if y'all never seen, that's going to be something to watch.
So if you're interested in watching, come on down to Duos, 5 o'clock. We'll be there to 9 o'clock unless we overrock for the birthday extravaganza.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, that's this Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, this will be on YouTube on Saturday. So
yeah,
come on down and bring your bread.
Please do that.
Please do. Pin some money on the birthday girl.
All right, let's get into some local news.
Yes.
You know what? It's a shame that we can't never talk about nothing fun.
Right.
There's so much going on in the city that it's just heartbreaking sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to open it up with the two officers that were shot and the one that was killed,
mm-hmm.
which was a tragedy.
This morning.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Yesterday, tragedy.
Yeah, last night.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people knew Officer McClain. A lot of people on Facebook was relatives of his.
Right.
Well, you know, everybody always say, oh, that's my cousin, my uncle. He could have had those relatives. I don't care. I'm showing love for everybody.
Right.
So
there's always one person removed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know. So it was just sad that the guy that actually did the shooting was just on parole.
Yeah, he just got released.
He just was released.
Mm-hmm. They say he was looking for his girlfriend?
Yeah. I don't want you looking for me with a loaded shotgun.
No. And why is all these guys looking for these girls?
He must have had some sort of vendetta already. Maybe that was his plan when he was released. But unfortunately,
okay, but more importantly, here's the bigger issue. Who is raising these kids? Who's raising these people now?
That everything's got to be... dealt with a weapon, especially these domestic violence situations. It's a lot of growing domestic violence. These men coming after these women with guns. Now, I don't know what's going on, but that's ridiculous. Just take the breakup. It's over. She cheated or he cheated. Okay, we all grow and get over that. It's another day. It's another tomorrow to grow and get over that. I'm gonna come after you and kill you. Like, when does it get to that point?
And when?
It should never be that point over a like person that bleed gonna, like you.
Yeah, but when did you feel like you was going to get away with shooting a cop? Right there. Like, right there on the spot.
Well,
like,
you know, there'd be so many ridiculous... Right. It'd be so many ridiculous
guys. That's what I'm saying. They're being raised by raccoons on the low-low. I'm telling you, I think raising these...
Yeah.
A lot of people are not raised in homes with love and compassion being taught to them. They don't see a lot of two-family households.
Mm-hmm. It's so sad.
They don't have a village to contribute. And unfortunately, the end result is we have a lot of people that move aggressively.
Yes.
Unnecessarily. And
it's sad. It's sad.
It's just sad. It's getting worse by the day.
Yes.
Yeah. Rest in peace, Officer McClain.
Yes, definitely rest in peace to the officers.
Moving on to another killing. So the softball player girl.
Cabrera Arnold.
Right.
Yeah, she worked at Meijer. She actually worked at one point back in the summer with my daughter. She knew her. She said she was a really nice young lady. Excuse me. So it's very unfortunate that, you know, her life was taken by someone
and
who
she
claimed
was pregnant.
To love
yes.
her.
Mm-hmm.
So the boyfriend and another girl. So the girl was going with the boyfriend, the ex-boyfriend, whoever he was.
So what
it looked like
happened,
it was like a triangle type situation.
Allegedly.
I mean,
the family is saying like she had broke up with the guy.
Right, she had broken up with him.
Exactly.
She told him that she was pregnant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She met up with him.
Right. And they killed her.
Yeah. It went so... That's just, once again, ridiculous.
Because he had cheated on her with the young lady who he was currently in a relationship with.
Mm-hmm. And it's okay you didn't want the baby.
Right. It's so many deadbeats. Just don't take care of the baby.
But don't kill me.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I mean, because who was to say she was going to keep the baby?
Maybe exactly.
Maybe she was going to go up for adoption. Maybe she was going to, you know, to go pro...
Poor choice.
It's so sad that you'd rather spend the rest of your life in jail...
Over nonsense.
Paying for 18 years.
And you ain't even really got to pay. Let's just be honest. There's so many people owe so much money to child support. You just been like, I'm out.
You're not going to be with either one. And
right.
She lost her life for no reason.
Exactly.
Lost her life for no reason. And he went to jail for absolutely no reason at all.
Yeah. And so did the girl. Because when is you at the point like, yeah, we need to go ahead and kill her? Like, It's just too much.
You know what? I've constantly had this conversation with multiple people. Is what I understand is how do you get another person to
go along with?
Yes.
Go along with the ridiculous. Because it's weak-minded
foolishness. It's a lot of weak-minded.
Because
people.
If you come to me and say, "Hey, you know, I'm gonna have to offer, oh boy, I'm gonna
need
be calling 911.
No, I'm gonna be getting away from you. Like, oh no, no, Nelly.
So what about that one time when we had? Nah, I'm just joking.
What? No, I don't go in cahoots with nobody to harm nobody.
Right?
I'd be like, thief. I mean, I go in cahoots with you to spy on somebody. But
no,
not to harm them.
Right.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Something.
Right.
One more girlfriends. And
but ain't you ain't going
and
with them
to
put the sugar in a tank,
like, what?
And slash a tire, bust
really.
A window.
Not me. I'm not going to do any of those things.
Right. But I'm definitely not going to kill.
I mean, I could be with somebody that would do those things.
I mean, or what happened just pop off and you in a car? Like,
I mean,
I'm instantly going to the police. I'm sorry. I'm snitching. I'm telling.
Yeah.
Like, if
yeah,
you do
if
something
involved,
and I feel like I got
involved,
to go to jail,
yeah.
Nah.
You know, it's a difference.
Everybody
got
to get
to somebody's car busting their window out.
You talking
okay, the
you
police
thought
is not coming to
Tekashi
6ix9ine
said something.
If you doing any harm to a
yeah.
person or anything real malicious, I mean, come on.
Yeah. I'm just like Tekashi 6ix9ine. Now, let me tell you how it happened from the beginning. I was born by the river.
I ain't about that life, Austin. I ain't about that life.
I was born by the river, and yeah, shoot, I'm starting right straight from the beginning. I ain't missing no steps. And I'm just like on 41st for that. And let me take you to the spot.
Right.
It happened right here.
And
then he put the gun right there.
Well, that's why so many people need to be in these Catholic churches praying. Like, for
no,
the priest in there.
I don't know about the Catholic Church now, because they doing a lot.
So we had a Catholic priest.
Well, things are happening in all religions.
Oh,
yeah.
They are.
However,
but just so happened.
The spotlight currently has been shed on the Catholic Church.
Right.
Now, the Catholic Church priest.
Yeah.
Now, here's the crazy thing. So.
The poor guy.
The guy come there, he want to
kill
himself.
Suicidal.
Right.
He want to kill himself,
24
right.
years old.
Right.
Goes into
the priest
confession.
Say, oh, no, I got something better for you.
Allegedly.
Right.
Allegedly.
You can be gay and go to heaven. Just let me suck on your dick and...
That's what he did say.
Yeah. Let me suck on your dick and I'm going to prove the point. Now, how that was proven the point, I don't know.
Wasn't quite expecting that verbiage, but...
yeah, well, that's what happened. That's what happened.
I missed that in the report.
Well, they may have said penis. They may have said penis.
Right, we know you want to ratchet it up.
But, I think it's sad that he only get the 45 days.
45 days and 1 year probation.
And then he got the sexual assault charges dropped.
Right.
But nah, you are a sex offender.
Allegedly,
yeah.
They could not conclude that the
that it wasn't,
it
a
wasn't
consensual. But it
right.
doesn't matter. You're still a priest, so
you're
over
still,
the boundaries anyway.
Right, exactly. You're over him
it's
as
like,
a leader.
That's the thing.
And that's
I
what
don't
he said.
He said he wasn't in his right mind.
Yep, he said he wasn't in his right mind.
No, I meant the victim.
The little boy.
No,
yeah.
No, he was 24,
yeah,
so he wasn't little.
No, he wasn't in his right mind.
He was of age, you know, to consent.
He was taken advantage of.
Yes. I agree with that.
He was vulnerable.
Anybody that's going to commit suicide now.
Yeah.
Want you to that's something wrong there. Come on now.
Yeah, he was vulnerable in a vulnerable state.
Yeah, and now you're adding to his issues.
And
I'm
he wanted to
sure.
believe whatever the priest had to say, he was gonna go with it, you know, just for the talk down, just
mm-hmm.
to calm
yeah.
down and talk down. But when you say, okay, let me console you and do this,
and how did you even get to that
right
part?
Predator?
Yeah,
and that
obviously it had been done before.
And
oh,
now I'm wondering if other people are going to come out. I wonder if other people are going to come out.
You can best believe that.
Sooner or later.
Mm-hmm.
You can best believe
if
that.
Other boys are going to come out.
Because they read it just like I read it. 45 days. I'm on my way.
Yeah. You just ain't sucking dick in the confession box first time.
Exactly.
Like, okay, fuck it. I'm going to go in.
Yeah.
No.
You ain't doing that.
You been doing it.
Oh, yeah.
You been testing the waters.
Oh, yeah. You been getting hard all along. I believe that.
No.
Well,
I believe that.
No.
Just don't come and say, ooh, you said you want to.
I can't never get in a confession box like that.
Tell me the details.
I'm pretty sure you might be right on that. You might be right on that.
Yeah.
I mean, they probably hear so much
that it gets into their
flesh.
I'm joking about it, but
I mean, he's still a man.
Disgusting.
Right.
That. I go to you to get prayer, and you like, oh, you know what? Can you go over that one detail again?
Right.
And can you come around here? Like, no. Like, come on.
Or I'm going to come around there. I'm not even supposed to be seeing you in confession. That's why they got the little window. Like, you only supposed to talk and go on.
And that new confession is different.
No. Is it? I'm thinking like, is it?
Right. I mean, I went to Catholic school and graduated.
Exactly.
But that was about all.
The new confession is different.
Oh, evidently.
It's the face-to-face.
Evidently so.
Speaking of face-to-face, it looks like there was no face-to-face in the Epstein situation because no guards did their job to go and check
on
any
thing.
Of the inmates.
And right. So I'm a bad person for saying this. I ain't mad. He did so much to me.
Dirt?
I'm sorry. I'm over him.
Yeah. We're going on to the next topic, really.
Yeah, because really, you know, I think it's sad that you want to give these guards time in jail for them not doing their 5 a.m. and 3 a.m. or whatever it was.
Right.
The checks. It is what it is.
But if he was another prisoner, they still supposed to check on the prisoners. So they still technically
wasn't checking on him. They were supposed to check on
him. Right, but they allegedly didn't check on any of the prisoners between the hours of...
Yeah, he was giving them free time.
10:30 a.m. on August 9th until 6:33 a.m. on August 10th.
So a whole 24 hours they weren't checking
on
nobody.
And they were falsifying records.
They did falsify the records.
Oh, yeah, we checked. Oh, yeah, we checked. Oh, no, we didn't.
They were ordering furniture and looking for trips.
Well, all y'all have did that on y'all jobs.
Yeah, so
I know y'all ain't even tripping on all
But I'm not watching nobody. Said.
Excuse me, Ford Motor Company. No, I did not.
But I'm not watching nobody. All I'm responsible for is myself. And anything can happen. Somebody could have a medical condition back there, anything, if it wasn't him.
He was on suicide watch.
Right.
But he had been taken off. They had just taken him off.
Right.
Yeah. And you know what? I don't care.
I don't care about him per se. But, you know, check on the other people. I mean, prisoners are still people, too. And they still need to be watched and stuff like that. But, you know, too bad and so sad for him, you know.
It's whatever for him.
Okay. Trump impeachment.
And this is another situation. I don't care.
Yeah.
The Trump impeachment crap. They are wasting tax dollars.
They are because I feel, eventually when it's all said and done.
Nothing.
And it's wrapped up.
Nothing's gonna become of it.
Mm-hmm.
First of all,
he's not the first president. I have a list here. So it was John Tyler, Richard Nixon.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. I know all this, but really?
I mean, our listeners may not. Hey, guys. So it was John Tyler, Richard Nixon, Clinton, Monica. Hey, girl.
Well, they got Clinton.
And Bush.
And they got Nixon.
That went up for trials of impeachment.
They
that
got
went
Nixon.
Up for impeachment.
They got,
well, Nixon went down.
Clinton.
He didn't get impeached, though.
He was impeached, but not removed.
Removed.
But he was, right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same thing. Yeah. He was, and it was at the
Nixon,
end of
Nixon, he was impeached,
and
removed, refused to leave.
And removed again, and he came back, and he got removed again.
Right.
And he was like, I'm still the president.
Tricky dicky. And Bush, they didn't even go past.
Yeah.
Nah, Bush shouldn't have been
the first round of the process.
No, Bush shouldn't have been impeached.
Yeah, so.
And here's the thing about as much as Donald Trump is the biggest liar, just let him, you know what? Just stop all this. Let the man.
Concentrate on.
Let him just keep doing what
he's going to do. The election
2020. Because at this point, you're not going to stop him
from doing this.
He's very self-deceived.
He's going to live out his whole, these 4 years. He's going to do 4 years.
Yeah.
I don't care how y'all bake it or shake it.
I don't think so. I think.
No, yes, ma'am.
Because I watched the Simpsons. And the Simpsons said that
they were going to
And they're usually about right. They are usually accurate.
And they were going to get rid of him ahead of time.
Yeah, they're usually accurate.
And
so.
The Simpsons know what they're talking about.
Yeah, the Simpsons is normally got accurate information.
I think they down with the Illuminati.
Mm.
By Trump.
Yes. I don't see Trump going nowhere. Before those 4 years, I see that this impeachment.
Well, he don't got 4 years no more.
I mean,
2020 election around the corner.
He's gonna do his whole time.
Yeah,
that's the whole point.
The scary part is he coming back for another.
Well, he is.
You think he's gonna get reelected?
Oh, for sure.
They like, for we sure. love him.
Absolutely.
Oh, he's terrible.
You he have people that terrible.
He's embarrassing.
But you yes. have people really that is. Talk all this crap and they don't get out and vote. So right. it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Because they're going to find something wrong with the next candidate to yep. vote for. Mm. So they're going, oh, I ain't voting. It don't make sense
stupidness,
for me to vote.
Stupidness.
And it so has nothing to yep. do with me mm-hmm. about being Republican stupidness. Or Democratic. It's just the fact that he is a liar. I mean, he lies mm-hmm. in your face. Like, he's the kind that...
And
like,
you know when Fox News start calling him out on lies, you know he lied. Yeah, when Fox you know News they... starts saying, okay, wait a minute, now he just lied. Now y'all know he lied. Mm-hmm. He yeah. said Fox News ain't down for him no more.
Oh, yeah. He mad at them now.
Yeah, he mad at Fox News.
Fox News is really, Fox News the most, is very racist.
Yes.
I mean, come on now.
They everybody, are the most left
wing. They've been known as people that they work are ridiculous. For Fox News. I know. Like, but here's the thing. When he's going against them now. Mm-hmm. So you know it's bad.
Trump right. is for himself.
1,000,000%.
Yeah.
And I watch Fox News.
Mm-hmm. I do. I'm watch guilty Channel 2. I won't watch any
I mean,
other
I watch the Detroit local right. team, Fox mm-hmm. News. They're not racist. I mean,
but
Fox
sometimes
News
they clips.
It's no, some people within the,
yeah. the network.
Sometimes they clips be like, why you put that clip on?
Or if you listen to some of like,
I can
name off a couple
I
news
can
anchors
yes.
that are like, okay, mm-hmm. really? Did you yeah. really say that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, but...
I actually commented on Twitter.
I know you did. Because mm-hmm. I see you comment.
You are the comment
Yeah,
queen.
You like to comment on people's stuff.
Mm-hmm. I sure will. Call you right on out. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I didn't like it. Fox 2 News.
We're going to get into some celebrity news. Mm. So, the Kaepernick NFL
Speaking of racism.
Workout. Well, here's the thing about that. That was, I say this. So, Kaepernick, you know, to me, I don't think he wants to play football anymore. I think right now, it's a lot of people in his ear. And this is not going the way that originally
right.
it was planned to go. I say that.
Yeah. I think he wants to play, but I think that he does not want to be made a fool of. I read several of the articles, and I listened to a lot of the newscasters for sports entertainment, ESPN, yeah. mm-hmm. and they had mixed views. Mm-hmm. What I took away from it is that when they presented him with this contract, it was not something that had been done in the past. He felt like he didn't have enough time to review the contract, mm-hmm. and he changed the venue at the last minute because he felt like
yeah,
he wanted transparency.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that he probably should have given him a little more heads up.
Yeah.
But he felt like he wanted transparency. And with that move, I think he felt like he was getting the
upper hand.
The upper hand.
He wanted control. Right.
Yeah.
I
he
got
wanted
that.
To control his
but
the narrative.
To me, you can't have 35 execs come anywhere and you change the venue a half an hour before. Here's the problem with that. You already knew you had that venue.
Right. Because
you can't just call up somebody.
A public school.
A public mm-hmm. school and do that. So you right. already knew that. You did that on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one. Number two, why is it that you want to play for a organization that you don't trust?
Right.
Why?
This is the thing.
The third thing is poison. You could play overseas if it's your yeah. passion. You ain't got to play here.
Mm-mm.
I mean, that is always an option. But, you know, who's checking for Colin over
I mean, they
there?
Got NFL.
Oh,
they got
you make
the American
money
Football League,
that,
AFL.
Has anyone approached them?
Oh, for sure.
Right.
For sure. Yes.
I'm pretty sure they have.
Oh,
and
yes,
this is the thing. I think now at this point, he going to have to pick what he going to do. Either you're going to be the activist or you're going to be the football player because at this point, you can't do both because you can't
And you sued
the Fox.
Them already and got a un...
You can't be the
you
Fox and work in the hen
so,
house. You got to be one or the other.
And here's the thing that people are not even really paying attention to. The reason why you got that opportunity, do you know reason why?
Mm-hmm.
It's because Jay-Z made that was a part of his deal with NFL.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm waiting to hear from Jay-Z.
He don't have nothing to say.
Because it's like, what can you say when somebody...
You pissed on it. So yeah. I'm all good. I did my job.
Right.
You don't want
y'all, the fans hollered about what you going to do for Cap. You leaving Cap behind. What about Cap?
He never was leaving him behind.
Exactly.
He was
That's why he kept saying, I really need to talk to him. And then I get everything set all up. All you got to do is your part, and let's get out on that field and do an A1 practice.
And now you can understand why Jay-Z did not bring Kaepernick into the deal when he was originally doing it with NFL. Mm-hmm. Kaepernick got too many people in his ear.
Right.
I'm going to tell you that right up front.
The girlfriend.
She's very vocal.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Pipe down, little mama.
That's what I said at the very beginning.
And to me, he hasn't been a media person at all in the last 3 years.
Mm-mm.
He hasn't, I mean, he haven't did any media mm-hmm. at all. And all of a sudden, you want media at your
event.
Mm-hmm. When they told you can bring your own stuff. We're not bringing media.
Right.
Which, cool. You should have did that. Because then you hold the footage of everything that go good with your practice.
Right. If they try to say, oh, he wasn't good. No, here go the footage.
Here go the footage. You know what I'm saying? I just didn't.
Well, based on what I read, it said that the NFL said no to media coverage, period.
No to media coverage. He could bring his own
his own team into
filming. Just like if you was going to try out, you said, come, film this.
Right.
You don't think he don't know no professional people?
Media
takeouts.
Yeah, but
he tried to go too hard. Because that's too much.
And he overstepped. He tried to go too hard and he overstepped. So
I don't know. I just think.
Do you think that he's going to be able to recover from that decision?
No, I think he should go ahead and take a seat and be an activist. Like he's been doing.
Yeah.
And just call it a day.
Right.
But don't you think that may be throwing his dream away?
Well, there's other parts of the dream. He could coach. He could, like we said, go overseas. Go. You got the American Football League.
NFL is not the
be-all, end-all.
Yeah.
For some people, they can't see their purpose past, their basic passion.
Well, so to me.
But he's been moving without that basic passion now for some years.
3 years.
As an activist.
But it's been forced. It was forced.
Yeah, it's been forced, but it doesn't matter. Because if you was really wanting to play football, you could have went straight overseas and got right on the team and been playing. That wasn't what you wanted to do.
And that's how it's so many controversies in football as far as players on steroids, players abusing, they wise. Football
NFL
players
did
doing all kind of stuff.
Wrong.
So guess what? Had he went over there and showed what type of star he was overseas, in a few days, said, give us a few years and we'll bring you back.
Yeah.
Just like they do everybody else who in controversy and stuff. Just like, what's his name, before he killed himself in prison. Don't think they had already asked him back, even though he was going through trials and everything. People were still wanting him to play.
Yeah.
And he was on trial for murder.
Was his name Hernandez?
Look at like Michael Vick made a great transition.
Oh, I love Michael Vick. Exactly. Yes,
from prison.
Welcome back.
From prison.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Even from though prison. I think he killed those dogs.
And we know he ain't, and we know that Colin ain't did nothing worse than that. So he could have worked his way back in.
To me, it's like any relationship with anybody. If you don't trust that person, the relationship is not going to be good. I don't care how you shake it or bake it. If I don't trust you, I'm not going to work for you.
And if you decide that, I'm going to let him work for me, you're probably watching me too. So any little mistake, so now we both walking on eggshells. Nope, just stick to activists or go over to coaching or get you a little football team, little league or something. But yeah, you can go ahead and cross the NFL out.
Guess time will tell on that.
Right.
Well, time is a telling. Mm-hmm. All right. Moving on to, so who in the world thought that Julia Roberts, love Julia Roberts, by the way.
True.
Could play Harriet Tubman.
Some dumbass white exec.
Exactly. And here's the thing. They said Harriet Tubman?
Let's put.
And
sure
they said, it's been so long that
they won't remember.
They won't remember. We won't remember Harriet Tubman. If we don't remember nobody else, we remember Harriet Tubman, Martin Luther King,
Rosa Parks,
and Malcolm X.
Exactly.
Four people, black folks remember.
Now, we may not remember nobody else, but we remember them.
Speaking of remembering, did y'all remember y'all had drinks in these cups?
Oh, I've been sipping.
I've been sipping.
I'm like majority gone.
And almost gone.
Oh, yeah.
I've been sipping.
Yeah, I think that was, it took a lot of audacity.
And glad that it was one black exec in the room who said, hell no.
Nah. Yeah, that was, like, quite ridiculous.
I mean, Julia Roberts, I don't think she would have played in no way.
No.
Because she not that
person. But it was ballsy
person.
To even suggest.
So what, she was going blackface, I take it.
No. He said they won't know. Like, she's going to play a version of it, just playing it.
Well, you know, they got them, you know, they let them white people take on black roles. Like, remember when Angelina Jolie played the biracial girl? Nah, baby. Nah. There's too many other people out there.
Yeah.
Well, you know what it is, too.
Charlize Theron, when she played in the little...
What?
Leon's one of them little fight movies. Supposed to have been an Asian girl, but they got Charlize Theron playing
her. Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what?
They always want to whitewash.
They go for known talent. Yeah, and that's not what it just be. About color. Mm-hmm. It's not all the time.
Well, you know what? It's not so much about the color all the time. It's about the money.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can get someone that is very marketable, that makes money, that is one of the top actresses to do a role, you are for sure going to get your money back or more, right?
Right.
So I get the thought process, but here's the problem. The insensitivity of the matter is that a role like Harriet Tubman is such a
pivotal
historical
right
person of that era that you can't just get anybody.
Now, if you
want to
make up a story of a white woman helping slaves escape, and she was a Quaker or Mormon or
Mary Jane Fisher.
Right. Underground Railroad, something like that. Yeah. But don't be talking about she Harriet.
Or Mary Jane Stevens.
Mary had a little lamb.
I mean, what are you saying? Right,
Lucy.
Now?
Lucy.
I think it was definitely cultural appropriation.
Yeah.
At its finest.
Unfortunately, I think every theater has burned down. Because black folks would have told them bitches up. I'm just not going to lie.
It's crazy.
I'd have been in there like, light it up.
Right. There y'all go with that violence.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of violence.
Speaking of violence, let's move to Eva Marcel's baby daddy, Kevin.
No.
Okay, Kevin McCall.
Kevin McCall is a fool. There is no other way.
So I watched the video.
Oh, did you see the video?
Several times.
So the thing about it is that he is very confrontational.
Yes.
Something is off.
He has he's been diagnosed.
Yes.
With mental condition.
Yes.
I forgot exactly
he's
what
a sociopath.
It yes. was.
He's a
sociopath. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was one. sociopath, but it was something else. Oh, bipolar.
Bipolar. Mm-hmm. Sociopath.
Behavior.
So bipolar, schizophrenic with sociopathic tendencies. Mm-hmm. I watched it on the show when she was discussing it with the ladies.
Right,
some time
but people
ago.
Was discounting what she was saying. And,
oh, yeah.
And how she
definitely.
Kept saying she getting up, moving, and all that. You can see why. Because you can see that this person is very
sporadic behavior.
Yes.
Dangerous. She said sometimes he could be so nice.
Because when they were in a relationship, he was whooping her up. He was doing all kinds of stuff to her.
Yeah.
And when she finally got away from her, when she finally got away from him, she just never went back. Like, it's so
terrible.
I mean,
what are you going back to? Like,
she said it came out the blue.
Yeah.
She said everything was wonderful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thought they were going to get married. They were playing his family.
He's a nice looking guy, though.
And
he could sing.
She said that he was very jealous of her career.
Mm-hmm.
I could believe that.
He was very condescending, rude.
Oh, yeah. I could believe that.
Violent.
Yes.
Yeah.
Held her hostage in the house.
A psycho.
She said like a week.
Oh yeah, he's definitely a psycho.
He would like make her have sexual intercourse.
And you could best believe
and he's fine too.
You could best believe
somebody'll be with him. That's the sad part. He changed.
Oh, somebody is with him.
See?
What?
Oh no, he changed.
Now he's trying
to.
Look,
China, people can change.
He's trying to sue. He's trying to sue the cops for
injury.
For whooping his ass. Like, really? No.
Actually, he didn't. They did not whoop his ass.
Right.
What happened was,
and then they fell, they down,
fell down the escalator
and all that.
And
like,
because
it was crazy.
Of the way that they fell, yeah. the officer fell on
top
of him. And he was injured. I don't know to what degree.
Yeah,
I watched the video several times.
I did, too.
The escalator, the little sharp points. Shit.
Girl.
He probably got
yeah,
all
you know that
snagged bite up in those
oh,
little
yeah.
chewed up.
Skin chewed up.
You already know that escalator fall.
Ooh.
That is scandalous.
And it just keeps going. Like a little can opener.
Right.
I remember this old lady was, when it was called Hudson's back in the day, this old lady was on the escalator and she had a long little jacket, sweater, something, and the strings of it got caught in the escalator, and she was doing a. I was in shock. I didn't know what was going on. I said
she was doing a back bend
because I was trying to get.
She
on
was popping
behind
on the handstand.
I was trying to get on behind her. All I could see her going down. She was doing like the limbo. I said, "What?" So somebody that was in front of her made her get out of her car.
Yeah.
Her jacket. She was, girl, it was a mess. I never forget that. And after that, I said, I'll take the stairs.
Where's the elevator?
No, I took the elevator. I said, give me the elevator.
Yes.
Girl,
I've seen
yeah.
little kids go down.
I have even had a couple of situations on the escalator myself. But that's what I'm got luggage and
right.
all that. And I don't have no, I need some
balance.
Yeah,
and,
the balance. And trying to Yeah, I done did all that. One day I just let all my shit just going on down. Do. Watch out, y'all. Watch out. It's coming. Cup.
Captain coming.
Hey. It's coming down.
Yeah.
All right. So what is we watching? What we've been watching on TV or Netflix? What have y'all been jonesing on?
Oh, I'm loving Ambitions.
Oh, now Ambitions good. I did see.
So
I saw
good.
Yesterday. When
yes,
did, whatever
I,
day it
well,
came
I,
on.
I
Monday,
DVR'd.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday,
it.
Saturday. Loves.
What are
y'all
watching?
Robin Gibbons. Mm-hmm. She gives it.
Yeah.
Every time.
The Masked Singer, we watched that yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun. Patti LaBelle. I knew that was Patti LaBelle.
Oh, Patti!
They're going to send Patti off, and she the best singer on there.
No,
well,
you
because,
know, that's how they did.
I know. No, but they do
Gladys.
It just based on.
Gladys.
Yeah.
Gladys.
They just do them two for oomph to bring them all to the show.
No, I think that they have them on there and they like and they say, oh, I'm only gonna do so many weeks now. I'm gonna
right.
need y'all to
yeah.
tighten this up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's all
yeah,
it is.
So.
I mean, because her voice, she can't hide her voice. So
right.
Everybody knew it was
no.
her.
I was
so
thinking maybe a little Tina Turner.
Never.
But
I know Patti LaBelle.
That was
like,
the only
like
other person
nothing.
I
yeah.
was thinking.
Patti LaBelle and Glass Knights and even Tina, I know their voices
yes,
down.
Yes, immediately.
They
soon as I hear
them. Hide those voices
mm-hmm.
from me. No, I've been listening to them all my
Patti,
life.
Patti.
And it just, I just get so irritated when those panel people be up there naming off stupid stuff.
Right.
Well, Dr. King, he gonna name off dumb
yes,
stuff.
Yes, that's
he
what
is
he do.
So funny. I love him.
Yeah, me
oh,
too.
No,
I
no.
love Dr. King.
No, that's mm-hmm. what he's on there for. He's on there to name off. But Robin Thicke, come
what
on,
else?
Dude. You've been in the music industry all your life. Come on. Really?
He been on drugs too, so.
No, he haven't. Not like that.
Robin
Thicke ain't been on no drugs.
He been a
yes,
drinker.
He
was a drinker.
He was addicted to drugs, and that's why he and the
Paula Patton.
No,
I thought he was drinking.
No, I
seen
the video. No, he said he was doing cocaine. Baby.
Oh, yeah, he did
well,
say
sure
he was venturing in cocaine, yeah.
Yeah, but
and
I
the
didn't
liquor.
Think he was addicted to it.
He said for a while he was, and it made him make bad decisions that affected his.
Yeah, well, he ain't addicted now, and he know a damn singer when he hear
right.
one. Come on now.
Yes, so.
I mean, he could have been addicted then.
I don't know. I've been getting into Prodigal Son.
I still couldn't watch
that.
It seemed like it was decent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't watch it.
Yeah. It's kind of, I don't want to say gory because it's not gory, but it's like, mm-hmm. oh, okay. That's what you're doing. I've only gotten into a few episodes, so I got to, you know, watch the rest.
Girl, no, let me tell you. So
but I went crazy on Netflix and Hulu. Like,
so on Netflix, they have this series. It's called Heshe. H-A-C-H-E.
Mm-hmm.
H-A-T-C. It's something like that. Hashi. Mm-hmm. Anyway, my dude says, I'm like, well, what are you watching? He said he's watching that. So I said, well, tell me about it. Literally. This is why you can't have some people explaining you nothing. He says to me, she was married to a guy that was a activist for rights, and he got put in jail, and she ended up dating a cartel gangster or whatever. Mm-hmm. And she ended up getting with the gangster because she couldn't live, you know, like right. She had no money or whatever.
Uh-huh. That sounds like The American. Y'all used to watch that?
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. It sounded like that. But come to find out,
that's not what it was about.
Not exactly. The man was in the service. Like, I'm like, Bass, where did you get your rendition of this movie from? Like, really? Mm. So I'm like, let me watch it. Mm-hmm. So I watched the first thing. He over there asleep. Wake me up with this season 2.
Oh, so, Lord.
So I wake up. I said, hey, this ain't nothing like what you said. Okay. He like, Pitiful, why is you waking me up telling me?
Right.
Have you guys seen 13 Reasons Why?
Yes, I love that.
I just finished season 2.
I haven't seen that. I know about it. Mm. I haven't seen it.
I have finished season 3.
Oh, okay, season 3. That's what it is. Okay, yeah, I'm on season 3.
I've been watching Unbelievable.
Now, somebody else said they was watching that.
Pretty good. That's about the girl. She was raped in her house, in her apartment, mm-hmm. and because she had a sketchy past. She was in the system. Foster care system. Mm-hmm. And so she was like turning 18. So, you know, they trying to get her out mm-hmm. on her own so that she had a little apartment. And the guy came in and raped her. But he was so maniacal. And, you know, like he had the gloves. He made her get in the shower. He took all the sheets and like didn't leave any fingerprints or nothing. So then they thought she made it up. And so they kept going on. Like you made that up. So she just, because they said they was going to charge her.
What's the name of it again?
Unbelievable.
Okay.
Then they said they was going to charge her, you know, if she didn't say she made it up. So she said she made it up. But 3 years later, another young lady gets
raped. The same thing happens.
Right. The same thing happens. So now they got to piece it together and figuring out that she wasn't lying.
Now, Netflix.
That was based off a true story.
A lot of good series on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there's no way in the world I can watch TV and the series.
Right. Yeah. So that was based off a true story.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Did anybody see the Soul Train Music Awards? Okay.
I saw bits and pieces and it looked like Tichina.
Alexander O'Neal need to stop. He no longer needs to come back. I believe you me, I will always forever play all his old stuff, but he's done.
Sherelle
is on her, like she got one foot in the grave and the next one out. She almost done.
Yeah, Alexander been done since the last Soul Train Awards when Rick James was still alive.
Well, he's done. Rick done. James, like he couldn't even get a word out. He's then they turned the music on in the place of his voice.
Mm. Oh,
and
yeah,
she was looking at him like never, and he like. Girl, I said, oh no, this is bad.
So bad.
Yeah, and then it looked like the Tichina time flew down. What's her name? You know,
Tisha
and Tichina. Like that's all they want to do is do a singing fest and show their half ass talent. I didn't like that shit. The bits and pieces I saw, I like none of it.
I like the time they threw down. Jimmy Jam, Terry Lewis.
I caught just little snippets of what Yolanda they posted
Adams,
on Facebook.
That was a whole throwdown.
She annoys me.
Mm-hmm. I love Yolanda Adams. Nah. Her voice is beautiful.
It is, but she herself, I watched her some time ago on a special when Sunday she had Fest? That reality, and I didn't like her. Mm-hmm. I thought she was just kind of fake.
What music are y'all listening to?
I just got put up on a couple of songs.
I did
my new one thing.
I've been doing Afro beats lately, and it's the one that I play him is y'all gotta listen to it one day. Burning Boy.
Play it for us.
I'm not playing it for you. Listen to it on your own. Burning Boy, I love Burning Boy. My jam right now is Thought Box.
That's not it. I just heard that 2 days ago.
Did you
ago.
Hear the lady remix version? Like Emma and all them? Okay,
no.
They got that
okay,
just
I'm
came
have to
out.
Listen to that.
That just came out on there.
But I'm liking the Dream, Sex Intelligent, Mars versus Venus by Usher. And then 10,000 Hours by her.
I still do all old school.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, definitely.
I mean, because my dude is strictly old school. He refuses to get into anything new. And he is not old.
Right. Well, I've been really, because my husband, we got a good friend of ours. So I really been listening to, you know, as far as new things, new little rap, Low Tickets. He has a CD or, you know, I don't know. Is we saying CDs? What do we say? Music that came out.
CDs.
Yeah. So he has a new, you know, a couple. He got a whole you know, some tracks.
He got
some tracks.
He got an album.
Okay, yeah. Album.
Album and songs, baby.
Yes, yes. Albums
and... You're going to buy a song, you're going to buy the album.
Right. So, Low Tickets, Dope Money. He's a local Detroit artist, and it's a good album. He go hard, so, and it's understandable, and ain't all that mumbo jumbo rap. It's good rap. It take
you
back.
The beats, because...
The beats
these
go hard.
And these beats from the Detroit rappers are... horrific.
Yeah, no, he.
Well, some of them
not. His is good.
Some of them are not. Mm-hmm. It's just, but you know what it is.
Drug Letcher.
I don't always
money.
Be listening to the words. I like just good music.
Cash Doll, she coming up. Yep. I've been listening
Cash
to her.
No, Cash Doll is good.
Yeah, I like her.
Cash Doll. I like hers.
I'm on the fence with Cash Doll. There are a few songs.
Yeah, I like hers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's get into our topic.
Yes,
real quick. Things we constantly argue about with our mate. The reason why we wanted to discuss this was because, you know what? We all have those little things that carry on from mate to mate to mate.
Yeah.
Or we have things about an actual mate that just we ain't dealing with. We ain't going for.
Right.
So baggage.
Do you argue about that?
About baggage?
Yeah.
Well... Currently, I mean, things are new, so we're not really arguing.
Okay, well, it don't have
is
to be
the
a current
same situation.
Mate. You could talk about an old mate, because you know that story real well.
Oh, definitely.
When you argue about the same thing over and over
60.
Again.
So are you finding yourself, when you dating these guys that you've been dating, arguing about the same exact thing?
Well.
Time.
I have definitely been on top of recognizing red flags and not ignoring them. And some of them seem to be some of the same issues that I dealt with in the past.
Okay.
Like, what's really going on here, fellas? Mm-hmm. Are you guys reading from the same playbook or what?
No, you're picking the same playbook of a man.
And you know what's so weird is that they're all different. They all look different. Heights, colors.
Yeah, but it's
but
something
the personality
familiar
trait.
About it is what's grabbing you to them. Yeah. That's why you're picking them.
But what?
Mm-hmm.
You gotta figure it out.
The issue is the personality trait.
So it's like the familiarity.
Even when
anybody.
I think like I'm going outside of the box. There's something. That
yeah, because it's that
familiar,
little.
Yeah, that
it's
little.
I think.
So I damn
everybody
near
do
me
it.
A cowboy from Utah.
Everybody do it a little bit.
Right.
However, you know when you're doing it is when you're arguing about the same exact thing with another person.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't be doing that. It's either you or him at this point.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm. And if it's the same exact thing in a different relationship?
Because I can truthfully say I don't have the same exact issues with the next person.
Well, it hasn't been with everyone, but there have been a couple of times.
Where I used to. I used to have the same situation.
I did too.
But
I did too. And then I recognized it, and then I no longer had those issues because I had to get over that.
Right.
I don't want what I
And
have.
Sometimes those bad things creep up into new things.
Do you think that it's something that you did differently? Or do you think that it was just timing and that it was just God's purpose for you to meet the person that you're dealing with now or marry to in your case that made the difference?
I think I set up in myself just like I learned like because I think at first when I was young, I didn't really know what I wanted a man to do,
That's
what he
normal.
Should be
That's
doing.
Normal.
And then once I got into my first like real long-term relationship, like living together with a person, stuff like that, I learned very quickly Oh, and anything be. Next? Yeah, what is not going to be? I'm not tolerating
doing
this.
Something
I'm
different,
not
boy.
Doing that, and I'm not going to be a part of this. Now, current marriage, do certain things on my end pop up from my past that I'll be like, damn, I said I wasn't going to do that or say that no more. Yes. And it's hard to control, but you can. And, you know, you just have to stick to your boundaries. Yeah, you got to stick to your boundaries and stick to your beliefs and your nose. And if the man really cares and loves enough, he going to understand that. Just like he has his own boundaries and things he's tolerating, things he's not tolerating. Like my husband, certain things that I did at the beginning, he was like, look, we can't go on, or I'm not going on with you. If this continues to happen and this, I'm done. And, yeah. you know the series. You can see the look, the action, like, oh, he mean that. So let me reel myself back in.
So basically what I'm understanding you to say is that you recognize some red flags. You
right.
knew what it is that you wanted. You mm-hmm. know how you identify certain criteria.
Right.
And you just, once you recognize some of those red flags, you just kept it moving if it didn't correlate to what you it,
right.
that you had wanted.
I didn't, like you said, I didn't. Like, disregard the red flag. I didn't, like, oh, I can change my will.
We'll
work
through
it.
But that's mm-mm. what begins. You got to
right.
recognize yeah. the red flags. Once you recognize those,
right.
then you got to recognize your own red flags.
Because those red flags, when you put up with red flags with guys or girls, it changes you as a person.
True. Mm-hmm.
And you become that. A little bit more tolerant of that flag, and
yeah.
then all of a sudden it's not a flag. Oh, well, we
yeah, because
argue.
It becomes your norm.
Right.
You're comfortable with it. You know?
Right.
Yeah. I think where I am right now is I can recognize the red flags.
Mm-hmm.
Before, it wasn't that I wasn't recognizing them. It's just that they weren't that important to me.
Right.
Because I'm the type of person, like, if I want something, I'm going to get it if
mm-hmm.
I really want it. And as long as I was getting my way, it didn't matter, you know.
The other stuff.
All the other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm accomplishing my end-all, be-all goal.
Right.
And it may have not been as important for me to have certain things that maybe other people felt like maybe in that age group
right.
range that I should have had because it wasn't important to me personally.
Mm-hmm.
But then as I started to grow and realize, oh, I'm kind of spinning my wheels and wasting my time.
Right.
Then other things became more important and took precedence. And so now I can recognize those. But now I feel like I'm just kind of recognizing some of the contributing factors that I kind of place on
right. your own red flags.
The
yeah.
demise mm-hmm. of a potential situation.
Right.
And kind of moving forward from there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think
that's important.
Self-accountability,
basically.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, it's important to recognize your own things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things I think I'm most in tune with is what I feel is could work in a relationship and what can't.
Right.
And I like to kind of get it out there. So we'll both know. But I think one of the first things is that you just got to get somebody that's on your page in the beginning.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Not somebody that's acting like they're on your page,
mm-hmm.
but actually on your page.
Yeah.
Because men will act like they're on your page.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
I think it goes
just,
both ways,
mm-hmm.
actually.
No, no. Mm-hmm. I can only talk about men because I don't date
right.
women.
No,
so
I'm saying men do
right.
it to women and women do it to
well,
men.
Yeah, right.
To be fair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But because we are dealing with men.
So,
oh, yeah,
yeah,
I could just
agree.
Fucking not have feelings. And really,
yeah.
women, we can't.
Right.
Technically.
But we'll tell the guy
and
it's
some
okay.
men, obviously, because they come
right.
with full power guns
right.
and shooting police officers.
Right. So.
Yeah, but they do that out of control.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's other things in that man and
right.
clicking.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I just... I'm just at a point where if you're not on my page, yeah, I'm all good.
And I think it's a relationship is constantly evolving and changing. If you stagnant in your relationship, then something ain't right.
True.
I think a relationship should constantly evolve and change.
Definitely.
Not saying drastic changes and, you know,
no,
things
but
like
gotta
that.
Be
but
a progress.
It's got to be a progression.
Yeah.
I think effective communication is extremely
yeah.
important.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have to share with your partner your likes, your dislikes, your needs, your wants. And I find that a lot of women are afraid to tell men what it is that they desire to have or where they want to go with like a situation or relationship.
Yeah, I'm all
because
past
they
that.
Feel
mm-hmm.
like it's going to drive the guy off.
Right.
I don't
but
care.
You know what? Guess what? if he's going to make a run or beeline for it, then he needs to be gone because he's not the one anyway.
And you never know what happens out of just being honest, just living in your truth. You, hey, I like this, 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 this.
If you're on the same page, you don't have to go through all the rigmarole of even thinking like that. You, what you're doing is speaking from the heart, and you dealing with somebody like from the heart.
Right.
And it's for real. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But when you not, when you still want to play games, it just become too much of a whole little game. Like, oh, should I call him? It's 7 o'clock. Oh, should I wait till 9? What is he going to say if I call him at 7? Right. What is he going to say if I wait? Like, I don't want to do that no more.
Just want to call.
I don't want to do it.
I just want to call.
Right. It like, should be, a relationship should be based on reciprocity. I'm calling you
5 times in a row. Okay,
and you know that's me. And when your boy like say, and when your boy say, who called her? Oh, that's my girl.
That's
right. What she do.
It's beautiful.
No, that's what we do.
Hey, look, it's beautiful, right? It's me.
Answer the phone, boo boo.
I mean, it's just that's how I feel. I don't want to be playing games with you.
Right.
Why do I have to play these games with you, dude? Come on. You
I mean, I think men are hunters, but I don't think it should be necessarily about a full chase where it has to be, you know, a whole bunch of thought into whether you should be your actual self and the actions that you would normally take in a situation.
But I'm going to tell you, it's the most comfortable feeling.
To just be yourself.
And not comfortable in too you know.
Right.
It's a comfortable feeling to have somebody that's on your page, like the weekend come. My boy already know I am packing up my stuff and I'm coming over every weekend.
Right.
What is it we talking about?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because he come to my house during the week, and I go to his house on the weekend. Mm-hmm. He already know this plan. We ain't got to talk about it. It ain't no ifs, ands, and buts. You know.
No humming and humming.
No. Right. And whether he going to work or whatever, I'm there. What?
Yeah.
He already know. See, that's what I like about him. He already know.
Yeah.
Because, see, I think, and like you said, you got to set them ground rules early. I remember, with my husband, I remember at the very beginning, I was like, hey, we had sex like 2 times. And I was like, this is dangerous sex. This type of sex get your windows bust out if I catch you with another bitch.
And we know you will.
So I ain't never bust no windows, though.
Jumped on cars.
Maybe.
Jumped on rooftops.
Yeah. So I was just told him flat out, I'm like, hey, I need to know what we're doing here because the sex is too good. And I don't want to be the one catching feelings.
Never going to look at him the same.
I don't want to be the one catching feelings, and you ain't feeling the same. So I need to know where it's at, because if you just want to be friends and not be in a full-blown, committed relationship.
Y'all was on the love. Because remember, he had moved out of that place he was in. Remember?
He moved an apartment to a house.
Right.
And then he was in a house, and that's...
Then that was the cousin or something.
Yeah. Yeah. It was. He was renting a house from his cousin. So I was kind of like, oh, well, do we go together? Do we not? So I was like, look,
that's the worst.
You know, it's, I need to know if, because I want a long-term relationship. I want to get married. I want to have kids. If you're not on that same page, this two sex in, let me know now, because we can just go ahead and stop having sex, because I'm not about to be having sex out here just to be having sex. I had already been abstinent for like almost 2 years. So I'm like, I'm not about to just get a goods up.
God is good.
You're right. I'm not just about to get a goods up for nothing. And he was like, oh, well, no, I wanted to go with you. I just didn't know you wanted to go with me. So what you saying, we go together? I said, yeah. And boom, there it was.
Yeah.
But when it's meant, it's always simplicity.
He said he
involved.
Called all girls like, hey, don't come by here no more.
Never. And
hey,
that's how it was
your
when
services
I got married.
No longer needed.
Right. We, you know, after we went on our first date, the second date, I arranged it because I felt like, let me just try it because I felt like he might have not necessarily been my type.
Right.
And then everything just kind of went fast.
Right? Yeah,
we
but you know what? But when it's right,
it
it's
right.
When it's right, it's right.
Yeah.
That's the thing. And you know when it's right, it's right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We've enjoyed y'all today.
Follow
your gut.
We want to thank our guest, Rasheeda.
Yes.
Rasheeda,
a.k.a.
Rocky. A.k.a. Rocky. We want to thank her for coming in. And birthday shout out to Rocky.
Yes. Woo, woo. Sags bringing it through. Leaving
and
the Scorpios.
And we will be back. When is our back date? December what?
Before Christmas.
Yeah, it's before Christmas.
So look y'all out, enjoy y'all out. Thanksgiving. Y'all be safe. Have fun. This is Drama and Drinks.
And we are out.
Thanks for having me.